An intense ginger smell wafted from a bowl of Korean noodles. Next to them was a large pan of pancit, a traditional rice noodle dish from the Philippines. There was Greek lemon chicken, Korean cucumber kimchi, Polish cucumber salad, Polish hunter's stew, Bohemian kolachki, Irish gingerbread, and Stewie's Minnesota hot dish. Everybody filled a plate and tucked in with some Greek music in the background. Once our mouths were less busy with the meal, the stories started. UAS librarian Kathleen Wickelman started it off. She says she was adopted as an infant and was always curious about her biological heritage. Her dad had told her she was Irish because her name was Kathleen.
I was happy with that when I was really little, but then that didn't do the trick. So then a few years ago, Kathy Bowling and her husband Wayne Phillips bought me a DNA test, and I learned that I am 20% Irish. Woohoo! So I brought an Irish dish, gingerbread.
Wickelman says the test shows she's also a mix of British, Scandinavian, and other European cultures. Shelley Tabb and her husband were stationed with the U.S. Army in South Korea as linguists. She brought the Korean noodles and kimchi. She says she fell in love with Korean cuisine, and kimchi is a staple in that culture. It was developed as a way to preserve vegetables for the winter months.
Every house has its own recipe, you know, own degree of spiciness. Maybe somebody likes a little more green onion, maybe somebody likes a little more hot pepper. And housewives take a lot of pride in their kimchi, recipes.
Tab recalled a visit to a restaurant when her husband just wanted plain rice. The proprietor felt more than a little insulted that he didn't want any of her food.
The story ends with her chasing us out of her restaurant, throwing a cup of water after us. So don't insult the kimchi.
Micah Briola is a student at UAS, and her family comes from the Philippines. She brought pancit and talked about her culture's tradition of eating with your hands. Briola says that can be seen as weird by non-Filipinos.
It's really common to see it in the Philippines, and a lot of restaurants like encourage it because we have a saying called maging nasasarapan ang pagkain, which basically means it makes the food taste better.
Mary Jo Turek says her family originally came from Bohemia, which now is part of the Czech Republic. She brought kolač with a dollop of traditional poppy seed filling in the center of each pastry.
My mother made kolač, and I remember her raising the sweet dough by, we had a floor furnace, so that was the warm spot in the house. And it was for a special occasion because you had to make the bread.
Bridget Stearns brought her father's special Minnesota hot dish.
I bet everyone in this room has heard Garrison Keillor wax lyrical about the casseroles of the Midwest. Well, it's true.
Except casseroles in Minnesota are called hot dishes. Stern says the housewives of the Midwest are as proud of their hot dishes as Korean women are of their kimchi. But her dad also loved to cook and experiment with his own hot dish recipes.
The one I brought is one of my favorites of his, and it has, you know, for the Midwest, for Minnesota, a little exotic element with chicken gumbo soup as the one of the prime flavors of this thing. So there's my dad Stewie's hot dish.
Kasia Polanska comes from Poland and says her mother did all the cooking, so she never learned how until she came to the United States.
I remembered the flavors, and I started recreating my mother's dishes by just, you know, calling on the phone, getting scribbling notes, and just trying to recreate. And I think I've become a pretty good cook, and it's pretty similar to the way my mother cooked.
She brought a simple and refreshing combination of cucumbers, sour cream, salt and pepper with a touch of sugar. Kathy Bowling brought the Greek lemon chicken. She says her maternal grandfather ran away from Greece twice. The first time he was only 14, and an uncle dragged him back home.
When he was 17, he made it to Paris and sold fruit on the streets for a couple of years till he had enough money to make it to the United States.
Bowling says her mother always wanted to go to Greece, but never was able to. Bowling and her siblings, though, were able to go and met some of her extended family.
They have a tavern in Loutraki, so the next time you're in Greece, go to Latraki near Corinth and find the Sleotis' tavern, and it will be much better food than what I brought today. But also in the dish are Kalamata olives, and Kalamata is a little town near Corinth and near where my family is from.
John Radulowski brought Polish hunter's stew. The hearty dish combines several different kinds of meat with cabbage and apples, providing sweet, sour, and salty notes all at the same time. Radulowski says he comes from a family of good cooks, and he loves to cook as well. The stew is his mother's recipe, but he says it's a dish with a long history, going back at least 500 years.
It's actually mentioned in, like, historical accounts. It's like this sort of iconic dish, and it's the kind of dish that you would make if you're going out on a hunting party. And, you know, people would, they'd make a camp and they'd put all these different ingredients together and they just let it kind of cook all day. People would go out and hunt and then they'd come back, and this was usually in the fall or the winter time. So it would be cold and this would be ready for them.
Radulowski, by the way, is a history professor. The noon hour event ended with a discussion of genetic testing and how that's showing people how far different ethnic groups have traveled throughout history. People who think they're completely Irish, for example, might have a lot of Scandinavian in their genetic background because those Vikings got around. Turek says her last name indicates her family might not be originally Bohemian.
Turek in Czech means a person from Turkey, but that was also a word that was used for anybody who came in. Anybody might be called a Turk by the people who were there. And of course, Bohemia, Czech Republic, I mean, it's right in the middle, and everybody came through.
No matter your DNA, though, your culture is what you grew up with, and that includes favorite family recipes. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.